Sinner Snippet Series is sponsored generously by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka on his 50th year tonight. Tonight's snippet is sponsored the Schus of Yitzchak Isaac ben Rabbi Chiel, Yitachai Abbas Shmuel ben Sion. We're up to the third paragraph of Shema, Vayomer. Third paragraph, of course, the main theme is Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt. And the question the Gemara Brachos, Dav Yud Beis Amud Beis wonders, why was this paragraph chosen as the third and final paragraph of Shema? We have other paragraphs, other references, other passages in the Torah that deal with the obligation to remember the Exodus, Zichiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why specifically, what is special about this paragraph, about this collection of psukim? Why was it chosen above others? The Gemara that answers, because this paragraph has five themes, five ideas, five nekudas that are important to remember each and every day. Number one, tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Number two, yitzias mitzrayim, fact that we were once slaves and we were set free, we were liberated. Number three, v'zachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem, all mitzvos. The notion that our freedom is not freedom from, but freedom to perform mitzvos, to define ourselves by what we fulfill. And the next is, das minim lo sasuru acharei levavchem, to not be corrupt in our worship, in our thought, in our service, in our ideology. Hiru avira acharei nechem, to not give in to the distractions or desires of our eyes, to not be led astray, but to be vigilant and obedient, to be observant of what Hashem wants. Hiru avodah zara she'atem zonim achareihem, to not serve or to not worship others. Now, there's a beautiful sefer on Ilo Dodi on Tfila, and he wonders and he asks, the third paragraph of Shema should continue the themes of the first two paragraphs. First paragraph of Shema is Kabbalas Omachu Shemaim. If you have been saying it for a few years, we should know. First paragraph is accepting the yoke of heaven, the dominion, the sovereignty of the Ribbono Shelom, of the Eibishter. There's a creator. He has expectations of me. I work for him. He doesn't work for me. Second paragraph, the theme is Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. If I work for him, what's my job? What am I meant to do? What am I responsible and accountable for? Second paragraph is Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. One would expect the third paragraph would continue along the lines of those first two themes. And indeed, of the five things the Gemara in Brachos said that this third paragraph has that makes it different than all the other narratives about leaving Egypt, most of them, Taka, have to do with Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Most are consistent, not worshipping idols, not giving in to distraction, doing mitzvos, and so on. Two of them stand out. One is tzitzis. What does tzitzis have to do with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim? Tzitzis is a mitzvah. Wear a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on the corners. It's a little secret we don't say. If you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, there is no mitzvah to put one on. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you wear a four-cornered garment, there is a fulfilled mitzvah when you have tzitzis on the corners. What does that have to do with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim? What does that have to do with God's dominion, sovereignty? What does that have to do with deferring or submitting to the service of Hashem? And moreover, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. We remember a historical event that happened thousands of years ago. We happen to be reading about it right now. Nice, shine, good. So we read, we review this piece of history. What does that have to do with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim? Two out of the five differentiating factors about this third paragraph don't seem to be a continuation of the two paragraphs that came before. So he answers the following. We'll start with tzitzis. Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Shin Pei Vav. The mitzvah of tzitzis is made up of two things. Two parts to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Not halachically and definitionally, but the theme or the symbolism of why we are wearing tzitzis. The first most know that tzitzis are a reminder to do mitzvos. When we wear tzitzis, we are donning a uniform. And a uniform means I am on a mission, I have a responsibility, I'm identifying with a certain charge, a certain cause, a certain group, a certain people. If a person wants to remember something, what do? I don't think anyone does it anymore. That was before technology. Before technology. If you wanted to remember something, you wanted to remind yourself later to do it, you tied a string around your finger. So Jews, we don't tie a string around our finger, we tie strings on the corners of our garment. And when we see those strings, it reminds us what we're meant to do, who we're meant to be, and we're meant to fulfill mitzvos. This is evident in the Gematria. The word tzitzis, if you combine the eight strings and the five knots, you get the taryag. So that when we look at the tzitzis, or isimos, so when we see them, it reminds us mitzvos, We simply do the gematria every time we look at our tzitzos. 8 strings, 5 knots. The word tzitzos, add it all up. You get to taryag. So the first reason for tzitzos is kabbalas all mitzvos. To remember that we are here to fulfill the mitzvos. We don't have one string on one finger. We have all these strings hanging from our garments. And we see the string, it reminds us. I was once walking in Town Center Mall many years ago. And the Kabbalah Center had a kiosk in the middle of the mall. And whoever was manning the kiosk stopped me and tried to get me to buy a red string. That did not go very well for him. I told him about the Tosefta, Darchei HaEmori. I'm not an idolater, I didn't buy the red string. So I said, why? What's the purpose of the red string? He said, oh, it's fantastic. You wear the red string and it reminds you there's a God and it reminds you to follow His ways. I said, one string? I walk around, I'm wearing all these strings. I don't need your one string, your red string. I've got all these white strings that hang from my clothing. Your red string is idolatry. My strings, I fulfill a biblical mitzvah all day while I wear them. So the first reason for tzitzis sefer achinach shin pei vav, all mitzvos, it is entirely an expression or a continuity, a continuation of the two paragraphs, the paragraph that came immediately before, the second paragraph of Shema, but it's much more than that. Next time we'll get into the second reason of the sefer achinach. Tzitzis are not only the string that we tie on our garment, ki'ilu, around our finger to remind us what to do. Tzitzis remind us much more than just what to do. Tzitzis remind us who to be. How do they remind us that? What about the way that they're manufactured reminds us not only what to do, who to be? Stay tuned next time.